Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are Meredith Mayer and Carlos Sanchez, and they're from Six Rivers Brewery. So we're going to talk about beer today. But first, I want to find out kind of how you got in the beer making business.
I got into the beer making business because I hated the job that I had. It was kind of a by chance thing, and I had known that the brewery was for sale and was in pretty dismal shape, and kind of one thing led to another, and I was introduced to Talia, and then the rest is kind of history. We swooped in and got a great brewer.
She saved me.
Yeah, we're coming on our 10th anniversary next week.
18 for me. Wow. 10 for her.
Okay. So how did you guys get introduced? How did you get introduced to your partner, your business
Talia?
Partner?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I had the idea and wrote a business plan to buy the brewery. And my dad is a great guy and great businessman. And he said, find yourself someone who can run the restaurant. I'd never worked in the restaurant industry before. So I started just kind of asking people around. And Talia's name kept coming up, that she was one of the best bartenders in the county. And she'd worked all over. And we sat down and had coffee. And I told her what my plan was. And she said, no way. And then I gave her my business plan and she read it and called me back and said, well, let's do this. So it just kind of came about, really. We'd never met before and now we're definitely married in this together. So yeah.
Okay. Now, did you have this great love of beer that brought you to it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I always really loved beer and I kind of loved the community of beer, you know, and the bar and the restaurant kind of vibe, and wasn't looking for a job that was going to make me $1 million, but something that, you know, we could live and do and be proud of. And so it was kind of an easy transition.
Okay. And now, Carlos, I got to imagine you've been a brewmaster for 18 years. So
24.
You loved, 24 years. So you've always loved beer, I imagine.
Yeah, that's true.
As he rubs his belly.
It's great for my boyish figure.
So how did you get your start in the beer industry?
Well, I used to work for the co-op back in the day when they had a wholesale operation in Eureka, and I was running their trucking and warehousing and all that. But I was a home brewer then, and I was bringing all these great beers into the co-op with our trucks. Pretty soon we were sending trucks to Sierra Nevada and just coming back with beer, filling the warehouse up with beer. So I kind of figured, you know, natural foods, they're okay. You know, rice cakes, beer. Rice cakes, beer. I'll take
you
the beer.
You could eat a rice cake if you had a beer to chase
it
down with.
Well, you know, they were both in the same town over in Chico. And I figured, well, it's time to make the move. It was in 1990. I was good friends with the people at Humboldt Brewery. I was hauling all their grains and stuff in for them on our trucks. So long story short, they hired me at the handsome wage of $5 an hour. And I was working two breweries at the same time. I was out at Mad River, too.
Wow.
So I had a seven-day work week, four at one and three at the other.
So you must have loved making beer because you were doing it for a pittance at the time. And,
right.
Yeah, and are still at it. Now, how do you guys come up with some of the different flavors of beer? I mean, I see stuff like white chocolate, and I'm like, white chocolate?
That was my idea.
Yeah,
well, you know, and I, of course, last time I was there, that's what I got because I love white chocolate. And then the chili pepper ale is pretty darn intense. That was your
That was mine, too.
Yeah.
Actually, all of them are.
So I got to tell you a story about my first experience with the chili pepper beer. Is I'm not a really big beer drinker, so, and I think I just show that when I go to restaurants and stuff. So I went there, and then the waitress comes by, and I said, I want the chili pepper ale. And she goes, are you sure?
You're warned.
Have you had it before?
And everybody at the table gets like a full-size beer, and she brings this beer out, and it's like in a little, like Barbie's little glass of beer. And I think, that's taster. All the beer I get. Well, I didn't know it was a taster. I thought that was like it. That's all
it.
I get. And so I take my little beer, and I sip it, and she comes back, and she says, what did you think about the chili pepper ale? And I said, yeah, it was really strong. She goes, a lot of people have it just as a splash on top of the regular beer. And that's I said, let's do that. But it was like kind of funny because I thought, well, if you get the chili pepper, you just get Barbie's glass. So how do you do a beer like that? Do you just like infuse, like pour a bunch of chili flakes into it? Is it just like red peppers?
No, he hand roasts.
Yeah,
he hand roasts all those peppers to his detriment, to his watering eyes and burning face.
I used to do it in the kitchen, but the stench was so bad. It was just choking people out in the restaurant, so I do it at my house now. I have a big gas grill outside, and I roast them, and I have a whirly Cuisinart thing, chop them up, bring them into the brewery, and then add them to the kettle.
When it's you're cooking everything?
While the kettle is boiling, I'll add them with each hop addition, and there's actually an order to the pepper additions as well with each hop, different pepper.
If you've never brewed beer, brewing is a real, true science. Not only that, when you get up to the level, you know, commercial level, not only are you, you know, a master of these recipes and you're a chemist and a machinist and, you know, they're constantly having to fix equipment. And
yeah, this morning I had to fix that pump.
Right? But, you know, he's propagating yeast and there's all these parts that people don't actually think about, you know, when you're just drinking a nice cold beer. And, you know, there's a whole process to it and it really is a science.
A science and an art.
Indeed.
So any new flavors that are on the horizon that you want to warn us about that we should be on the lookout for?
Our Blarney, our anniversary stout came out. We have a peach lambic. I don't know how often you come up there, but one of the big things that we've really been focusing on up there the last couple of years is the food and beer pairings. So for someone like you who says, I'm not really a beer person, you know, when you start pairing beer with food, there are some really amazing interactions that can happen. And we've actually done some classes and some workshops to kind of turn people, like you were saying, I don't really like beer, into beer drinkers, you know, pairing porter with barbecue pork, so you're getting the roasted malts with the smokiness of the barbecued pork and things like that. And you find some real magic when you start pairing that kind of stuff.
That's really interesting to me. What are some other things you'd pair together?
Well, so, you know, beer has basically like, you know, four main ingredients. You got water, hops, malt, and yeast. And the hops are going to add some flavor as well as the malt, but the malt is going to give you color. But those two things actually have, you know, some standard flavors. Like malt is generally sweet and your hops are a little more bitter. With that, you have some really neat interactions. Say, for example, if you're eating wings, and I see this with customers sometimes who say, God, your wing sauce is so much hotter than it was yesterday. And if you look to see what they're drinking, you can know right away that if they're drinking a maltier beer, it's going to cool the heat. There's an alliteration, sweet, calms, heat. And then if they're drinking something a little more hoppier, say the IPA, the bitterness in the hops are going to increase the heat in your mouth. So it will taste hotter. So that's one of my favorite things to do, is just kind of show people that and bring out those tiny little 2 ounce tasters and say, you know, try this with the wing sauce and then try this and see if you can differentiate what's happening in your mouth.
So what do you serve with the chili beer?
Well, see, the chili pepper ale is interesting because it can add flavor anywhere. And also you can balance flavors by like flavor. So even with the spiciness of the wing sauce, when you pair it with the chili pepper, it almost kind of balances it out. It's not really increasing the heat, I find. But, you know, this is all very subjective. But, you know, we do a lot of the pairings with the chili with dessert. So you get this great chocolate full flavor.
That.
And then
yeah.
the spiciness of the chili pepper makes a surprisingly
or
nice
Or something
pairing.
Creamy, too, because you know how the dairy tends to block some of the receptors for the heat. Mm-hmm. So if you had like a chili pepper ale with a cheesecake.
Right.
I think that
Which
could work.
Which we make wonderful cheesecakes up there. We have a cheesecake with our lambic and we make a cheesecake with our Paradise Moon Porter.
Oh, that's great. Incorporating them into the recipe itself.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, they say it's the water. How's the water here for
it's
making
perfect.
Beer?
Perfect for brewing. It's not too alkaline. It doesn't have a lot of unpleasant additives in it. We filter it before we use it and then I add certain mineral salts to it for different kind of beer, but typically I can just use it straight up. I'll use the mineral salts in hoppy beers to accentuate that a little bit. IPA, we'll use it, and also in our double IPA, and that's the only ones I use it in right now. If I'm going to make something like an ESB or some kind of a hoppy pale ale, I'll use it then too.
Okay. And how far does your beer travel? I mean, where is it sold to?
Mainly in California, from the top to the bottom, and then we do have some small distribution in the Reno area in Nevada.
And where's your restaurant located?
We're McKinleyville.
Okay. I know that I go there on Tuesday nights for the chicken with the extra gravy.
Oh, yeah.
It is unbelievable.
Tuesdays, right?
We do
Tuesdays,
have a,
yes.
We have a unique and spirited kitchen staff, and they all have different cooking backgrounds. And so that's where some of those great specials come. You know, we do sushi on Monday nights. We have this great Japanese-influenced chef. And then we have a chef from Georgia who brought that Southern Fried Chicken recipe in. And I know it's a hit.
Well, this has been a pleasure. I've been talking with Meredith Mayer and Carlos Sanchez from Six Rivers Brewery. Thank you so much.
You bet. Cheers.
Cheers to you.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org.
This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.